Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Masechet Bavas, where we are up to parak Ches, Mishnah Gimel. B'noz Slavcha, not to Shlosha Chalakim B'nachla. The B'noz Slavcha took three portions of land in Eretz Yisrael because they were Yorish, their father. Chelik Avi and Shaya Im Yotze Mitzrayim. They took the portion of land that their father, Tzolavchad, was entitled to because he was one of the Yotze Mitzrayim. He was someone who left Mitzrayim. And the halacha was that if you were 20 years old when you left Mitzrayim, you got a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael, even though all the people that were 20 years old and they left Mitzrayim had died in the Midbar, but they were able to be Morish, the Chelek that was designated for them, to their Yorshim. So Tzlavchad's daughters were the Yorshim of Tzlavchad, so they got that Chelek. V'chalko im Echov b'nichsei Chefer. They also got Tzlavchad's own portion in Chefer's land, because Chefer was their father, who was also over 20 years old when they left Mitzrayim, so he was also entitled to a piece of land, so therefore his sons inherited his piece of land, and one of his sons was Slavchad, and Slavchad was no longer alive, so they inherited that. And since Slavchad was a Bechor, he got a second Chelek of Chefer's land beyond what his other brothers received from Chefer's land. Moving on now to Mishnah Dalet. Echra ben vechra bas benachla. Both the son and a daughter are the same when it comes to Nachla, when it comes to Yerusha of their father and mother, meaning just like sons come before daughters for just like they come before daughters for the father, they come before daughters for the mother as well. But the thing is, a son gets pishnayim, he gets a double portion of the Yerusha in dad's estate, but not in mom's estate. And also, dad's estate has to pay for the support of the daughters. Mom's estate does not have to pay for the support of the daughters. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we had said that the daughters of Slavchad actually got three portions of Yerusha. They got Slavchad's portion for being one of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. They got Slavchad's father's, part of Slavchad's father's portion for being one of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and a second part of Slavchad's father's portion because Slavchad himself was a Bechor. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said that both a son and a daughter have the same rules of Yerusha. It's just that a son gets Pishnayim from the father and not from the mother, and the daughters get supported from the father's estate and not from the mother's estate. But next time we'll pick up with Parakhas Mishnah Hey.